everyone, and welcome to my podcast Magda Mluví Anglicky, or Magda Speaks English. My name is Magda, and I'm an English teacher from the Czech Republic. Through this podcast, you can practice your listening skills and build your confidence, and then move on to native speakers podcasts. I'm so glad you're here, and let's get started! Hello, everyone, and welcome to our today's podcast, where I'm speaking with Sharka once again. So maybe some of you remember Sharka from our last episode, where we talked about random stuff about her life in the UK, where she's been living for the last 20 years, I think. Right, Shari? And today we have this very interesting topic that neither of us know much about. So yeah, I think it will be fun because some people have asked about your opinion on Brexit. So yeah, so today,
do you know,
it's gonna be about Brexit. Two girls talking about Brexit.
I was actually talking to my husband earlier, and he said, well, do people actually listen to what you're talking about, or do they actually just listen for the sake of listening, sort of for English? I thought, oh my God, what an interesting question. I just hope they listen for for the sake of just me speaking English rather than me blabbing on to my opinions and what I think of certain topics. But yeah, Brexit is an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. So Shari, you were there at the time of the referendum, right?
Yeah. I think it was a really close call, wasn't it? I think it was about 52% to 48 people asking to leave. And I don't actually know anybody who has voted to leave. In my close circle of friends and family, a lot of people didn't vote that I knew of, sort of the older generations. But whoever I did know and was happy to ask whether they did vote to stay in. And sometimes it's quite interesting because people know that you're obviously foreign, and just to sort of save you the embarrassment of asking because it was on everybody's lips, they would kind of go, well, I did vote to remain. I did vote to remain. So you kind of know, and you're like, that's okay. You know, whatever happens is what it is. But it's, it is interesting what has gone on and how long it has taken to reach a no deal at all, considering that we were sold. This was going to be the easiest deal in a history of deals. Yeah, so how long has it been? Was it 3 or 4 years since the referendum?
I think something it was in like 2016, but I'm not sure now.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, even yeah. 5 years, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so it's interesting. Interesting. I think because it has been such a long time and so much has happened since, obviously we're dealing with such a big fish at the moment, you know, it's almost like Brexit is something that's been and gone, and let's just deal with this, what we're dealing at the moment. But because it's now been a month since we have actually come out of EU, I haven't personally noticed many changes when it comes to sort of our daily life. My husband would say otherwise. He can't find the oat milk that he drinks in the shops, and he's totally blaming it on Brexit. There's not enough lasagna sheets in the pasta section, and he's totally blaming it on Brexit. So it is quite interesting, but I don't think much has changed. Obviously, the first week we've had a lot of news about sort of the lorry drivers being stuck in Calais and being stuck in Dover with a lot of red tape, sort of a lot of paperwork that hasn't been finalized, so people didn't know what was going on. And Actually, there is one thing that has actually affected me, because we often use Czech Shop when it comes to getting stuff from either from home, getting parcels delivered through them, or getting, you know, just like a little pizza, kofola, you know, you wouldn't buy it anywhere else in the world. And I think that has stopped, because obviously the VAT that has been added on stuff coming in and out of the country, they can't tell what you're sending. So you would have to pay so much more money for it, I think. So they've stopped doing that. But other than that, I don't know. I don't think much has changed to our daily lives.
I heard that some of the shops, like on the continent, so on the continental Europe, had shortage of some, you know, like British goods, like after Brexit.
What?
I don't know if it's true, but I heard.
I don't know how much we actually, I mean, how Britain actually exports, you know, like what would they actually miss out there that they need so badly? I don't know, possibly. I know a friend of mine has a shop with homeware stuff, like baskets and, you know, nice little things for the house, and some jewelry and some clothes that she imports from all over either Europe or Asia. And she did say, because she's such a small shop, she costs her lots more. I think it's about 20% extra on her goods coming in. So that, I think it will affect the small businesses rather than the massive big ones, because they are more likely to have a deal, to cut themselves a deal with the bigger companies, where the small businesses are just too small for that sort of thing. So, yeah, I'm not sure. Other than that, other people sort of finding it a little bit more, where we were able to order, shoes from Germany or sort of north somewhere without any money extra. Now we have to pay 20% extra if it's over a certain amount of money that we spent, which is not great, but what can you do? I do actually feel for people who live on the continent, you know, the British expats who are either in France or Spain, wherever. That will be quite hard, I think, because they are going to be the casualties
of
Brexit.
Yeah, so what, like, do they need to get visas, right? Like in the countries.
I think I think so. And I think things like medical treatments and insurances, I think that's going to become quite difficult. I have actually had to Google today, because we've got a dog and obviously we want to go home for them, whether we'll be able to travel with a dog. Even it was so much easier whilst we were all in one, you know, EU country as such, because you could just take a passport for the dog and just go wherever you wanted. Now you have to have, every country has a different requirements, what they need from you to be able to take dog through the country or to the country. So where we usually throughout the summer, if we travel, usually stop in either Netherlands or France or Germany, Luxembourg, and stay somewhere for a few days before we get to Czech, sort of have a little road trip on the way. Now we probably won't be able to do that, because if we take the dog with us, it will be a bit trickier. With all that paperwork.
And do you know about the situation of like foreigners in the UK? So I think they can apply for some like residency sort of after there for some time.
So I think this has been, even before we've come out of EU, there has been a big drive for people to register to be able to stay. So they had to be here, I think, for about 4 years, or perhaps a bit more, I'm not sure. About 4 years, let's say. And just pretty much your online questionnaire, where you work, when did you start, sort of thing. Are you planning to stay? Have you got an address where you're staying? And that's about it. I don't think they even sent any
letter to confirm that. I think it was just sort of taking in the information, knowing how many people are here and would like to stay on 4th. And yeah.
Yeah, and I was also thinking about like the situation now, because so the referendum took place like nearly 5 years ago. So do you think that the situation as it is now, do you think the people would vote differently if there were a referendum this year?
I think personally, I think so. I think it wasn't very fair on people in Scotland because, and Northern Ireland, because they would have had to stay. They didn't want to come out. All the votes that were taken out of those countries were to stay in EU. And obviously, because there's not many people there, we sort of overpowered them and they had to take whatever was given to them. So I think so. I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
It's been such a weird wait, you know. It's been sort of like we're in a limbo. We still don't know what's going to happen. I mean, they've sold a little lie, in my opinion, and or big lie. And it's just not, they've not delivered what they've promised. And it wasn't deliverable, if that's even a word. It wasn't something that they could even do. So it was just such politics, you know, just strange.
So why do you think that the people voted for Brexit in the first place?
I think they were a little bit bored. You know, I think it was mostly the older generations where they were promised. I mean, the campaign was just ludicrous because they were promised to take the country back, you know. I mean, it's all very, they were told that the NHS, which is our National Health Service, was going to get the money that we spent on EU, because we are one of the big sort of players, one of the big countries that contributed massively into it, that the money that goes into EU would then go to our National Health Service, which is just not true. It's not going to happen. It will never happen. And it's, I don't know whether people just believed it or I'm not sure. It's just, but there must have been a lot, and especially, I think it was around the time where we've had loads of people coming in from different countries, and the whole immigration was sort of massive drive for, we need to be in charge of our own borders. It was very strange. I mean, all that has just, you know, I'm sure we have immigrants still coming in into the country, but it was just a big drive for nothing, really. It's just we don't hear about it so much now. What do you think of Brexit? Tell me your opinion. I'm interested.
Okay, so what I think is that, like, on the whole scale of, like, global politics, it's much better for Europe to be united rather than, you know, like, scattered into small states. Because nobody's going to listen to Germany, Czech Republic, UK. So, yeah, I think it's a bit funny. But also, you know, like, as it was such a close call, you know, it's like people want their freedom, because I get it that sometimes they're sick of, you know, like the EU and like what the commission thinks up, you know, sometimes like it's really ridiculous, you know, like what we then have to put into practice, like in even in the Czech Republic, you know, like renaming stuff like for no reason. And yeah, I don't know. It's sometimes like really crazy. And yeah, so I think that, yeah, it makes sense to be united, but I do get the people who want to, you know, like, yeah, get the freedom again, because they kind of think that they're gonna do better in a way. I'm not so sure, but it is true. I think, you know, like, Okay, so the Czech Republic still gets more people, more not more people, not more money, you know, from the EU than you guys. So I know that like a lot of Brits have to be like, okay, so we're contributing a lot, but we're not getting anything. And, you know, we just have to listen to what the EU like dictates and stuff like that. So I do get it from your point of view.
But then I think you need to look at it. I mean, not you personally, but I think you do give money because you can afford it. I mean, we wouldn't be paying out something that we couldn't give. And we're making the Europe a nicer and better place. And I definitely can tell from when I've been here and was traveling home, I mean, on much smaller scale, I can see how much difference the money has made. Mm-hmm. You know, it's when it comes to the infrastructure, when it comes to the playgrounds, when it comes to the roads, you know, the amount of money that and how much difference it made is amazing. And I think if the Brits are traveling, they also benefit through the spend of the money that comes through EU. So, but then not everybody will look at it this way, which I totally understand. But yeah, I totally agree with you.
But it's true, like if you saw Europe as a one country, you know, then it would make sense. Like, okay, if the Brits were like, okay, so Europe is one country, so let's like, yeah, let's just donate money to the poor countries. Yeah. And like, you know, but yeah.
It is what it is. And we'll just have to wait and see what comes next, really.
Thank you for listening to this episode and sharing your time with me. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Magda Uči Anglicky. And I'd be super grateful if you shared the podcast with your friends or even left a review on the podcast app of your choice. Thanks again and have a great day.